This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Libya's interim prime minister holding talks later today in Berlin on the heels of an international conference focused on supporting Libya's transition to a permanent stable government. The conference, hosted by Germany and the United Nations, included officials from 17 countries and reinforced support for national elections in Libya scheduled for late December. Libya has experienced political instability since the 2011 NATO-backed uprising that ousted longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi from power. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to visit the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday as part of her effort to curb the surge in migrants attempting to enter the United States while examining the root causes of migration from Central America. Harris visited Guatemala and Mexico earlier this month, pointedly telling migrants do not come to the U.S. But thousands of migrants from those two countries, along with those from Honduras and El Salvador, have been making the long trek to the border, many on foot, escaping poverty and crime in their homelands, they say. Most of the migrants are coming from Latin America, but many also from Ecuador, Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and some African nations. Former Philippine President Bongbongo Aquino III has died. The son of the pro-democracy icons who helped topple dictator Ferdinand Marcos and had troublesome ties with China was 61. Aquino was president from 2010 to 2016. His father assassinated in military custody. His mother led the 1986 People Power Revolt that ousted Marcos. For more news, join us at VOAnews.com. Via remote, this is